Hello everyone, my name is Albert Walczewski and I'm a technology evangelist in Microsoft's Developer Experience Organization. Today we're here to talk about cloud on your terms, making the most of your investment in your infrastructure. So what does that mean? Over time, as organizations adopt new workloads, whether it be Windows or Linux or just workloads within their organization, there's implied tools that are needed to manage those workloads. Now, a lot of providers, much like Microsoft, boast the ability to manage across the entire suite of capabilities, so be able to package and orchestrate and automate and be able to analyze the data. But oftentimes, organizations will really kind of make decisions at the time that will force them to choose across a variety of vendors. Maybe it's cost, maybe it's a relationship, maybe it's best of breed. But at the end of the day, they end up with a suite of management solutions to manage their infrastructure and applications on-prem. So when we look towards the cloud, what does that mean? Because what you're really doing is extending and moving your infrastructure to the cloud. That's a reality today. And with that comes the capability of really increasing or potentially doubling those tools that you use to manage your infrastructure, to manage your workloads. So what today's conversation is about is how can you leverage your investment not only in Microsoft management solutions, but also in third-party management solutions so that when you're moved to the cloud, you can continue to use those investments and you have a really hybrid management capability. All right, so if you're familiar with Microsoft's management methodology, you're familiar with System Center for management on-prem. If you're familiar with that, you know that in 2012, we really consolidated all of our management tools into a single suite of tools called System Center. That include operations management, configuration management, automation, and all things of that sort. But what we're doing today in the cloud is we've introduced this solution called Operations Management Suite, or OMS, you'll hear me refer to it as, and it is a completely cloud-based management solution. So then that would raise a question to organizations saying, well, if you've got a cloud-based management solution and you have an on-prem-based management solution, which one do I choose? And the answer is it depends. Right. If you have an investment today with System Center, you can continue to do that. If you don't have an investment and you want to use OMS, you can do that as well. There are agents that can deploy directly on-prem and be able to manage it without System Center. But if you have an investment in System Center and you want to move, you start to look at moving to the cloud, we have integration between on-prem System Center to be able to gather the data and use the mechanisms that you use today and move that into the cloud and be able to use both platforms for what they're best for and whatever workloads they work best for. You also see on this slide that I have AWS and I have Rackspace. Really, at the end of the day, OMS offers a lot of other capabilities, right? We're making this extensible so that you can monitor Amazon workloads, you can monitor workloads that are running in a hosting provider. So it's not really just tied to on-prem and in Azure, but it's wherever your workloads reside, and I'll dive into that a lot further on as we go through the presentation. All right, so let me talk through our hybrid management strategy. So like I said, there's that inherent integration between our operations management suite and on-prem System Center tools, right? You can gather data, you can continue to use System Center on-prem, and you can pass it up into OMS when you're ready to move into the cloud. That hybrid connection exists today. All right, what do we do with that data? First off, obviously you want to be able to gather insights and analytics into your data. So to be able to look at the data and gather relevant information, actionable information, that's what OMS is providing you through the solutions that are provided through the platform. All right, one thing is good to be able to analyze the data, but if you want to be able to turn that data into something that is automated and actionable, there are ability to do that as well in OMS. So you can use what is called Azure Automation, and you can trigger automation to occur both in Azure and through a hybrid process, you can trigger that automation against on-prem as well. So the data is collected on-prem, analyzed in the cloud, and automation is triggered back on-prem to be able to perform that remediation. OMS offers that capability today in conjunction with Azure Automation. Backup and disaster recovery. A very important part of a holistic management solution. And OMS, so Azure by default has the ability to do backup and disaster recovery, not just of workloads running in Azure, but workloads running on-prem. So back up directly to the cloud, back up to an on-prem server, and then tier data off to the cloud. You can do that today. Also, this solution called Azure Site Recovery Services, which I'll dive into further, as a DR solution. But historically, that's been a separate solution in Azure. We're rolling that into OMS as an entire suite of tools. So when you go into the cloud, your whole management capability suite is all integrated into OMS. It's one place to go for all of that management across on-prem and in the cloud. And then, of course, security and protection. I'll show you a couple of things later in this presentation, but when you're gathering that data, you're also gathering, health data, system auditing data, things of that nature. And when you pass that into the cloud, that data can be analyzed for vulnerabilities and malicious intent, and then we can report on that as well through the suite. So what does this offer you? It really offers you a holistic view to be able to manage and view your application, not just on-prem, but in the cloud. And if an application runs across both, OMS really provides you that ability to look at an application no matter where it resides so that you can manage that whole application through the single suite of tools. All right, so let me go into a demonstration. All right, so this is the Azure portal. And I kind of changed the dashboard around a little bit, and I'm going to dive directly into a resource group that I created for today's presentation. And I'm going to allow that to pull up. And so as part of this demonstration, I deployed a couple of resources, but I also deployed a OMS workspace. So this is like the default workspace where you start to build out all the tooling that I just explained. So first thing I want to show you is virtual machines. So these are the systems that I'm currently monitoring. This is just Azure virtual machines, but you could very easily integrate in on-prem workloads, workloads running in a third-party provider, pull all of that data in so it can be analyzed the same as you're analyzing your Azure workloads. Storage account logs. So in Azure, when you're running your workloads, we offer you this thing called Azure Diagnostics. So you can run an extension, gather data from within the virtual machines, whether it's Linux or, you know, Windows, and pass it into Azure Storage. And then from there, OMS can scoop up that data and analyze it just the same as if you were monitoring the system itself. Today, this only supports Azure Storage accounts, but very soon you're going to see us extend that support into Amazon Storage as well as custom locations. So if you have an application that runs on-prem that generates logs, you can target that log location, pull it into Azure, and analyze it using custom solutions that I'll show you in a moment. But the other part of Operations Management Suite is the ability to do backup and disaster recovery. So here is the other part of OMS, the Recovery Services Vault. So you've got the analytics component, and then you have the backup and disaster recovery vault, both of which are part of that OMS family. So I'm going to click down here onto Azure Virtual Machines. And here are a couple of virtual machines that I'm providing protection for. Again, you see that these are Azure virtual machines that I've protected. It's just an application I deployed for today. But if I wanted to, I can click Add. And through this, I can obviously target Azure, but I can do on-prem as well. So what happens if I extend this, click on-premise, I click on this drop-down, and you see a list of options. So I can target just for file-level backup, so I can back up file systems, I can back up SQL-specific workloads, Exchange, and SharePoint. You also see this button here for Hyper-V. So if I click that box, you see a little window that pops up. So let me click here and extend that tile out. So on that tile, you see Azure Backup Server, and you see a couple of steps. So number one is you're going to download. So you download this VM down and you run it on-prem. And what this VM is, it's essentially a slightly stripped-down version of the System Center Data Protection Manager server, right? The only difference is it doesn't allow you to do tape-based backup. It allows you to do backups on-prem. Say, I want to say 7 days worth of data, I keep it on-prem, and anything greater than 7 days, I want it to tier off to Azure and I want to keep it for 100 years. You can use that using the Azure Backup Server. This is currently in public preview in the new portal, and it's poorly named because it says Hyper-V Virtual Machines, but this will also support physical workloads as well. So if you're backing up a physical server, a physical SQL server, this can be used for that. And as we move further into the System Center 2016 release timeframe, you'll also hear that this will support VMware as well. So I can target a VMware server, back up all of the workloads running in that VMware environment, keep certain amount of data on-prem, and then after time, move that up into my Azure Storage Vault as well. That is something that we will support in the release timeframe of System Center 2016. So you can download this and set this all up as well. So I'm going to give this one more shot to see if I, and we've been having some DNS issues in here. I'll open this portal up. I'll click on OMS portal. And of course, here it is. So let me close that tile. So here's the OMS portal. And again, like I said, it looks and feels very much like the rest of the Azure portal. So you saw that I was monitoring Azure workloads, but if I come down here and I click on settings and I go to connected sources, you see here that I have the ability to download and install agents that I can then install on a workload wherever it runs. So these could be workloads running on-prem. I can monitor them directly. They can be running in Amazon. They can be running in Rackspace. I can pull all of that directly into OMS and begin monitoring it. You also see there's an agent for Linux. So obviously, we're going to support Linux as well. It's about a third of the workload running in Azure, so we definitely want to make sure that the Linux-based monitoring is on par with the Windows-based as well. So let's say I have an investment in System Center Operations Manager. You see also a slide here, a tile here, to be able to integrate in my on-prem Operations Manager monitoring. So if I'm doing monitoring on-prem using OpsMan, I can create a connector and pull that data from Operations Manager on-prem directly into OMS. It can be every workload that I'm monitoring, or it could be just one or two VMs specifically. You really have that level of granularity. Like I said, you have the Azure storage account, but soon you'll see Amazon Web Services storage, and you'll also see a custom logs as well to be able to pull in custom logs and create custom dashboards. Then, of course, Office 365. That is in preview today, but soon you'll see that go generally available to be able to monitor Office 365 and pull that in and get very rich dashboards for that as well. So I keep talking about these dashboards and solutions. I'm going to drill down in here and say, okay, what solutions do you have today? Click on Solution Gallery. And here are the solutions that we have available through OMS today. You see it's a pretty rich set of solutions. A lot of them are targeted towards backup disaster recovery, towards change tracking. So if you're monitoring a system, you want to monitor audit changes and things of that nature, system updates. So there's a lot of natural things you would expect to get out of a monitoring platform, but you see other things on the horizon as well, like containerization, that's a big topic. Service fabric, that's a big topic. So we want to make sure that we pull that data in as well, and you can gather all of that through OMS. All right, so once you light up these solutions, the solutions are going to have a very rich set of monitoring and reporting capabilities. So let me show you an example on system update assessment. I will click on that. That's going to pull up a dashboard specifically to system update data for the systems that I'm monitoring. If I start monitoring another system, it's going to add it to this list, and I can really start getting very robust data on my system updates. Click on security updates. Drill down, you see how many security, I just installed these, I didn't go and patch them, so you see a lot of security updates that are needed. And let's say I want to drill down even further, you see these refiners on the left-hand side. Click apply here, it says, hey, I have 28 critical updates. And really all that's doing is it's looking at the log file and it's running a regular expression query off of the log files and then pulling it up and giving you a dashboard to be able to view that data. Now that I have this data that I want, I can save this as a custom dashboard so that I can quickly drill down into this later. If you're familiar with Power BI, right, our web-based analytics platform, you can pull this data into Power BI and perform further analysis. Or you can do alerting off of that data. So you see here, I say, okay, now I have these critical updates that I want to be notified about. I can go ahead and say, I want to create a specific alert for this. We'll call it alerts. There's that regular expression query. And a couple of required fields that say, hey, listen, if it's greater than zero, any systems don't have a critical update, let me know about it. Put in a subject and then put an email address. Put in that email address and then I can receive an email. That's great, I get an alert, but there's some other things that you can do with it as well. See webhooks, so this can trigger a webhook and talk directly to a web endpoint on the affected systems. Or I can execute a runbook, right? And what is a runbook? I'll extend that. You say, I have this tool called Azure Automation, and it performs a certain amount of automation steps that can be custom tailored to whatever I want it to do. Now, obviously, this will work against Azure, and you see the runbooks that I've created. Let's say I use this runbook demo, but you also see this hybrid worker. And what this means is I can deploy a hybrid worker directly on-prem, and if this is an on-prem system that triggered this alert, I can send the remediation steps or that runbook directly to that hybrid worker inside of my organization and have it trigger the automation on-prem. It's an outbound connection, so no ports need to be open. So it really kind of completes that hybrid story of saying, monitoring on-prem, passing it up to the cloud, automating on-prem, and I don't need to have a really robust extension in the cloud. I can just use the tooling that Microsoft has provided. All right, so let me come back to my PowerPoint slide. All right, so where are we going with this? This is a busy eye chart, I know. And all of this to say that there's a lot of stuff already in the OMS platform, and there's much more to come. Usually when we release our software, say the System Center 2016 and Server 2016, it's usually closer to the start of the calendar year when we make that release. This year, it's a little bit later. You're going to start seeing that come in late Q3, early Q4. The release of those platforms. And the reason there's a little bit of a delay is we're putting a lot of meat into the integration between on-prem and Azure so that you have this really strong hybrid capability, this hybrid story. A lot of this is going to make it into the GA release, and if it doesn't, you'll start to see update rollups come soon after to make sure that we complete the picture. We really want to make sure that you have a very robust hybrid set of capabilities for managing on-prem and in the cloud very fluidly. So let me talk about a couple of specifics, right? So let's start with insight and analytics. So first off, log analytics for Linux. So a couple of things. First off, like I said, you have that diagnostics in Azure, and you have that extension that can gather data and send it directly into Azure Storage. What you can do today is grab that data from Azure Storage account and pull it in and start viewing Linux-specific logging data. We're going to continue to extend this so that you can do this on-prem and we get much richer data in the Linux world. But again, this is just an investment that we're making. It's public preview today, but you'll go ahead and see that get much more robust moving forward into the release time frame. All right, Power BI. If you're familiar with our Power BI web-based solution, gives you the ability to pull in data from multiple sources and then provide really rich analytics dashboards. OMS is gives you that ability, like I showed you, to pass data from OMS into Power BI and use that solution to do richer analytics for OMS data as well. All right, custom solution authoring. So you saw there's probably about 30 solutions in our marketplace today. That's going to continue to grow from our investment. But what we're going to soon offer is the ability to, one, gather custom logs from a custom location. So I target logs from an application running on-prem and pass it into Azure, and I can create my own custom solutions so that I can render the data from those logs in any way that I want. And right now that's in private preview, and what we're doing is we're working with some of our partners today to say, hey, listen, when we release this capability, there's going to be third-party support already kind of ready to hit the market as well. So if you have some of our stronger partners, we want to be able to say, work with us now, we'll gather your log data, and when we release this, there'll be a custom dashboard that our customers yourselves can then pull into your OMS world and get data reporting directly into Azure for your on-prem systems if they're not Microsoft. So again, an initial investment for custom templates and custom dashboards, but that's going to grow over time. All right, network performance monitoring, something that I'm very excited about. And I'll go ahead, you see some of the dashboards that we have, but I'll move forward to something a little bit more telling. So if you guys are familiar with a company called BlueStripe and a solution in particular called FactFinder, they were a very powerful tool to not only monitor the operational health of components or modules within an application, say it's a VM or a physical server running on-prem or on a third-party provider, but also web apps running inside of Azure, and then look at all of these components and say, here are the pieces in an application. I can discover all of the pieces, but I can also see the wire data being transmitted between the tiers of the app. So you see in the diagram I have there some purple lines, and what those purple lines indicate is traffic between the tiers of the app, but it also kind of indicates the amount of throughput you expect to see between those tiers, and you can drill into and find out specifically what ports are being used. So there's 443 traffic or port 22 traffic. You can drill in and see that type of data. That is something that is available in private preview today, but soon you'll see that exposed into OMS, so you have that really rich, holistic, hybrid picture of an application wherever it runs. Now, this is not a network device monitor, right? We won't be able to say your firewall has, or your network router has this port flapping, and then that you should troubleshoot that. But what we can do is we can see the impact on the wire data, and it allows you to have an intelligent conversation with your networking team to be able to drill deeper into this without going into it blind and kind of assuming where the issue is with the application. So again, it's available in OMS. It's the integration of the FactFinder product, and that'll be very soon on the horizon. All right, configuration and automation. So I showed you that a minute ago is that alert remediation tab, and then the ability to take that data and pass it over into Azure Automation. So what is Azure Automation? So Azure Automation is an automation tool that we have in the cloud. Now, the ways that you can build automation runbooks are several. First off, you can do it via traditional PowerShell. So if you have folks on-prem who are very familiar with PowerShell, you can build your own. We also have a PowerShell gallery where you can go to online and pull down very common automation templates and then modify them for your organization and deploy them. So there's already a rich repository of that. There's also PowerShell workflow. So it's much more object-oriented in look and feel, but it's also PowerShell, and you can build your runbooks and automation using that. But we also have this automation graphical authoring SDK. So it's as it looks and sounds. It's the way to be able to drag out modules on a workflow and show the logical workflow of the way that this works, and it looks and feels very much like our on-prem orchestrator product, but it's just another way to build out your workflow and your automation using Azure Automation. All right, DSC. DSC is probably it's the most under-heralded solution that we have available today. What DSC stands for is Desired State Configuration, and it's PowerShell driven. If you're a Linux user, there's third-party support and a CLI. So what it allows you to do is declaratively state how you want an operating system or a workload to look. So for example, you may have a web server. You want to have .NET installed. You want to have the web services running. You want to have the firewall deployed and configured in a certain way. You want to make sure certain things are not installed. You can define this all in DSC and apply this to an operating system. And it really, it doesn't script out the deployment. What it does is says, if IIS is not on the server, install it. If, you know, these registry settings are not set on the server, make sure that they're set. And it declaratively does it, and it can afford you the ability to prevent things like configuration drift, right? So you make changes to the operating system that you're unaware of, you can run the DSC template, you know, on an automated time frame and bring those operating systems back into line, whether they're on-prem or in the cloud. So DSC is a very powerful tool that if you're investing in today, you could just migrate that investment into the cloud. The other thing is, your organization may or may not be using development tools like Puppet or Chef or Visual Studio Online to manage your applications. But there's this whole methodology that's gaining a lot of steam called infrastructure as code. And really what it stands for is the ability to use your traditional development tools and methodologies to manage your infrastructure in the same way. So, you know, traditionally IT pros would rack servers, install routers, run cabling, and then go in and install the operating system. But in the cloud, that's not the way you do it. In the cloud, you manage at the VM tier or the application tier up, and you're more concerned about managing that application tier up, but also the API that you use to manage it. So there's a lot of tools in the market today that already speak to these APIs and can manage these applications. So, you know, infrastructure as code is just using these methodologies that exist today to manage your infrastructure as well. So if you're using Puppet, if you're using Chef, Octopus, Visual Studio Online, you can reuse that investment to deploy your infrastructure in Azure very easily. And there's a lot of other solution or tooling that we've integrated in to be able to extend that capability to other providers as well. I'm gonna skip that slide. Patch management. So I kept this slide in here, very important to see. Right now you saw that direct integration with Operations Manager on-prem, but we're working very hard to make sure that we extend that integration between other pieces of the System Center suite. So, you know, our vision is on the horizon to have patch management integrated as well. So the things that you naturally see in ConfigMan to be consumed and manageable inside of OMS alongside Operations Manager and Orchestrator and things like that. All right, so you may be saying, you talked about Azure Automation, but you haven't talked about System Center Orchestrator, and I've made the investment there. So we will obviously keep Orchestrator around in the next release of System Center 2016, but we've introduced this tool. It's in beta today, and it's the System Center Orchestrator Migration Toolkit. What this allows you to do is run that tool on-prem and convert over the activities and the runbooks that you've created in Orchestrator and then pull them into Azure Automation. So you may want to continue to roll with System Center 2016 on-prem and Orchestrator for the foreseeable future. And you want to say, when I'm ready to move to the cloud, when I'm ready to adopt Azure Automation, there's tooling in place to be able to convert my investment in on-prem Orchestrator into Azure Automation and then move that into the cloud and then use that hybrid worker to be able to continue to automate on-prem. So there's a lot of flexibility there. We're not leaving behind our on-prem investments. So just be forewarned that this is in beta today and that'll be GA soon so that you can use that to migrate your Orchestrator workflows. All right. We're getting close to the end of time, so I want to hit a few more points. So first off, security and audit. I didn't dive into the security and audit dashboard, but the great thing about this is that is a solution that we offer in OMS, and the way that we analyze that data is dynamic. So Microsoft's always updating the information that we're using to look at that auditing data. So for example, if there's an IP range that has been discovered that is malicious and it's known to be distributing the Conflicker virus, we update that in OMS. And if we're monitoring a system that is accessed by an IP from that range, we'll report on that for you. You don't have to do anything special. All of that analytics data is managed on the back end by Microsoft, so you always have very robust, up-to-date analytics and security data without having to go download these updates and worry that there's something going on that you were unaware of. Backup and disaster recovery. The last areas that I want to talk about is I showed you backup and DR, but if you've been using Microsoft for some time and you've investigated our site recovery solution, we have this offering called Azure Site Recovery. What this allows you to do is monitor on-prem workloads and sync those workloads and their live data up into Azure storage. So if you have a VM running, an application server, you can sync that application server into Azure storage and have a live sync of that data. Now, in the time of a disaster, you can fail over to that storage and then boot up a virtual machine and mount that storage and continue to have that workload running in the cloud. Say your infrastructure comes back online, we allowed you the ability to bring that back on-prem, so it's true bi-directional DR, and we support Hyper-V, physical, obviously, but if you hadn't heard the announcement, I think it was January, February of this year, we fully support VMware as well. So if you have VMware workloads you want to provide DR for, you can use Azure Site Recovery services. What we've done in the OMS release is we pulled all of that into the OMS suite so you can manage that alongside your backups, your recoveries, your monitoring. All of that is part of the same set of tools and dashboards that we have available for you in Azure. Some further updates. So I mentioned VMware support for Azure Site Recovery services, but again, I want to reiterate that today we can back up on-prem solutions in Hyper-V and physical, but when we release Data Protection Manager in 2016, we'll also support VMware, so you'll be able to back up VMware workloads, and we'll also support our cloud solution platform, which is kind of a pre-built cloud platform you can deploy on-prem. Some of you may be familiar with it, but we'll provide very robust backup capabilities for all of those platforms moving forward in the future release. So thank you guys for joining us today. If there was any information that you just heard of, or you know, you're like, hey, I want to investigate that further, please reach out to your account teams, your product groups, and kind of say, hey guys, you know, tell me more, and I'm sure they'll be glad to work with you guys. So thank you for joining today.